at jobs around the country this morning. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
ADP postponed its monthly employment report to observe the National Day of Mourning for former President George H.W. Bush. It usually is released the Wednesday before the Labor Department's numbers come out. Economists consider it a good indication of what to expect in the government's jobs numbers due out on Friday.
Round two in the Justice Department's fight to derail the merger of AT&T and Time Warner starts today. An appeals court will hear arguments over the ruling that allowed the merger to move forward. At the time, U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said the Justice Department hadn't come close to proving that the merger would suppress competition in the TV industry. And researchers in Australia now say they've come up with a blood test that they say can detect several types of cancer in just 10 minutes. So far, they say the test has been 90% correct. Emily Rao, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, chance of flurries. Otherwise, we'll have garage clearing skies. We'll see temperatures falling. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, mid-teens. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 16. As into Saturday, we'll continue with cloudy skies in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 28.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most. Plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too. At Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A 26-year-old Wichita man has been arrested after two children, ages 2 and 4, arrived at Via Christi Hospital in Wichita suffering from gunshot wounds to their hands. Wichita Police Spokesman Charlie Davidson said the children were playing with a handgun Tuesday when they were each injured. Davidson said the 2-year-old was treated and placed into protective custody. The 4-year-old was still reported as hospitalized yesterday after surgery. Police in Great Bend, who responded to reports that a man was bitten by a venomous snake, allegedly found the snake decapitated and hallucinogenic mushrooms at the man's home. The department said on a Facebook post that officers went to the home of 25-year-old Ari Hooley Tuesday after he was treated Monday for a bite from a coral cobra. Officers found the snake decapitated and buried. Police say they also found a large quantity of hallucinogenic mushrooms. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
At Star Seed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Star Seed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Star Seed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
An Oklahoma woman who taught school in liberal Kansas is being held in Oklahoma on numerous drug charges. The Hutchinson Post reports, according to the Texas County, Oklahoma District Attorney, 37-year-old Melissa Alba is accused of aggravated trafficking of methamphetamine within 2,000 feet of a school or park and related charges. According to the school website, Alba worked as a teacher at Seymour Rogers Middle School in Liberal. She's now being held on a $250,000 bond. Police in Kansas City say a 75-year-old Kansas man died after being struck by a car as he tried to cross a busy highway. The victim, identified this week as 75-year-old Ronald Smith of Topeka, police say Smith was hit Monday evening in the southbound lanes of U.S. Highway 71 in South Kansas City. Forecasters say a major winter storm is headed to the Great Plains, but that most of the snowfall this weekend will fall south of the Kansas-Oklahoma line. Mid-America Network News.
You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Farming and ranching is more than what you do. It's who you are. Blue Valley Insurance has been protecting hardworking farmers just like you by providing the customized coverage you need to protect your hard-earned dreams. From small family farms to medium-sized growers and ranches, we can help you secure the coverage to help meet your unique needs. Visit any of our Blue Valley Insurance offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A man from Lincoln accused of snatching an 8-year-old girl from her bed as she slept and sexually assaulting her has been sentenced to 89 to 99 years in prison. Court records say Cody Riddle was sentenced yesterday. Police say Riddle went to steal items from the girl's home in August of 2015, entering through an open garage. Police say he found the girl, took her to his garage and bound her, sexually assaulted her, and threatened to kill her or her family if she told anyone. A 36-year-old man from Bennington charged in a fatal hit-and-run crash that killed a 14-year-old Omaha boy has had his bail set at $750,000. Jeffrey Eggerling appeared in Douglas County Court yesterday for the bond hearing. Eggerling is charged with vehicular homicide with a prior drunken driving conviction, DUI causing serious injury, and leaving the scene of the fatal Saturday crash that killed 14-year-old Trevor Cannaday. Mid-American Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, keep the job done.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at NJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Year's. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Volunteer bell ringers are needed for the annual Red Kettle campaign in Marysville. Two-hour shifts if a local Walmart store are open through Christmas. Individuals, groups, businesses, and organizations willing to donate time toward a worthy cause that benefits our local community are encouraged to contact the Lincoln Center in Marysville at 629-8300. Marshall County Conservation District recently was awarded the Governor's Conservation District Recognition Award at the annual conference in Wichita. Rich Schotte of Herkimer was recognized with an award noting his involvement as a supervisor for the past 30-plus years. Nemahal County STEP Foundation recently announced recipients for the second round of 2018 grants with $36,650 awarded. Requests were nearly three times that amount. That brings the 2018 total provided to local organizations to $147,000. A variety of projects were chosen, including Nemahal County Meals on Wheels, health and wellness functions, playground upgrades, as well as a museum consortium brochure. Details on the STEP Foundation are online at nemahalstep.org. Next deadline for grant applications is January 15th. Patrons of the Wymore Rural Water District are advised of a boil water notice following line repairs this week by the Lower Big Blue Natural Resource District. The annual enrollment period for Medicare Part D runs through December 7th. All Medicare beneficiaries are encouraged to have their Part D plans reviewed to see if there is a less expensive plan available for medications. RSVP of Northeast Kansas volunteers are still available for appointments. Please call ahead to make an appointment at 562-2154.
Lauren F. Wallenberg, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Lauren Wallenberg. Charles H. Red Kraft, age 81, of Blue Rapids, passed away last Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids, interment Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Charles Red Craft. Bradley J. Brad Worthington, age 60, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Monday, 10 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in Earnman, the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Brad Worthington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, scallop potato, wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and pears. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, a muffin, California blend, and strawberry shortcake. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High girls basketball team at Wamego this afternoon. Marysville High wrestlers host Wamego this evening. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
250 strands of lights, 100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Light Up Marysville has begun. Over 50 homes and businesses are lit up for your Christmas enjoyment. Maps are available at Marysville convenience stores, The Advocate, Public Library, and the Marshall County Visitor Center at 10th and Center. Vote for the reason for the season, Best Business, People's Choice, and the Clark Griswold Award. Vote now through Christmas Day and enjoy the scavenger hunt. Have a Marysville Christmas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. So looking at the surface map, we do have a cold front making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, swinging down from the north. It is a polar cold front, so it's going to bring a little bit of some cloud cover. Some areas could see a little bit of some snow showers and flurries, but the main thing we will see is falling temperatures as we head through the day, and very cold temperatures for tonight, continuing over the next couple of days. Otherwise, high pressure system builds, and it looks like dry weather, like I said, as we head towards the end of the week, weekend, and even into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for today, some isolated flurries are early, then gradually clearing skies, falling temperatures. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid-teens. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the lower 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For Friday night, mostly cloudy, low of 16. As into Saturday, mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s. And Saturday night, we'll continue with clouds. And that's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early December, 45. Record high on this date, 73, in 2001. The average low, 25. The record low is 2 degrees in 1964. Sunset this evening at 5. Sunrise in the morning, 7:28. 28 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds out of the north at around 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 6th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With the holidays come guests, get-togethers, family, and friends. How do you accommodate them all? Let Feldkamps help you out. Update your old furnishings with new to gather everyone in comfortably and in style. Visit the showroom to try out sectionals and recliners, sofa sleepers, and pull up a chair at a dining set. Feldkamps has appliances too, refrigerators and freezers and stoves, to make and store all those holiday snacks and meals. In-store financing makes purchasing easy. Make your holidays more comfortable with Feldkamps Furniture in Marysville.
An all-time record list shakeup and a pair of fourth-quarter heroics. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Russell Westbrook recorded his 108th career triple-double, moving into third place for most all-time, and Paul George caught fire down the stretch, dropping 25 of his 47 points in the fourth quarter to help the Thunder rally back from a 23-point deficit.
Moves it right to George. Ball fake, three, and it's good with 3.1.
On WFAN, Oklahoma City beats Brooklyn 114-112. LeBron James with some fourth-quarter heroics himself, leading the late surge and hitting a few daggers from long distance.
LeBron one-on-one with Dante Cunningham.
35-footer. Good! I mean, way outside! Steph Curry deep, and LeBron's tucked. back into the crowd.
On KSPN, Lakers close out the Spurs 121-113. The Arizona Diamondbacks part ways with All-Star first baseman Paul Goldschmidt, trading him to the St. Louis Cardinals for pitcher Luke Weaver, catcher Carson Kelly, and infielder Andy Young. ESPN's Pedro Gomez explains what motivated the move.
You know, with 1 year left on his deal, this obviously signals that the D-backs are not going to be able to tie up anybody in a multi-year contract that's going to be worth more than $100 million. And a lot of that probably has to do with the fact that they are tied up with Zach Greinke for another 3 years at over $100 million.
Goldschmidt hit 33 homers with 83 RBI last season. Zion Williamson led the dunk fest in Durham, finishing with 18 points and 12 boards against Hartford. Teammate R.J. Barrett led all scorers with 27 and a season-best 15 boards. The pair with a connection late to emphatically end the night.
Now a steal. It's Zion. The lob off the backboard to Barrett to throw it down.
On the Duke IMG Sports Network, Blue Devils dominate 84-54. This is Rich Cantu. ABC Sport.
Marysville High wrestlers host Wamego. 6:30 start this evening in the Activity Center at MHS. Marysville hosting Clay Center, opening North Central Kansas League play Friday, live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app.
Hi, this is Dave from Pony Express Auto. There are a lot of dealers trying to sell you used vehicles these days. Sadly, most dealers do not have a repair shop or even a mechanic on duty. Oh, yeah, sometimes they're cheaper. Right. How cheap is cheap when you're stuck finding a mechanic to fix your vehicle you just bought? Pony Express Auto, you'll find a full-service department, a nice selection of quality pre-owned vehicles that have been serviced, inspected, and tested, ready to serve you all at great value. If you'd like a quality vehicle back with service, see Pony Express Auto in Marysville, the only used dealer in Northeast Kansas with a complete service department.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers are expressing concern over the lack of a new farm bill in the latest Purdue CME Group Ag Economic Barometer. The monthly survey in November asked producers how concerned they were regarding the farm bill. 75% of respondents said they were either somewhat or very concerned about the lack of a new farm bill. 33% of respondents indicated they are very concerned. Just 24% said they were not at all concerned about the lack of a new farm bill. The November survey reading announced yesterday 134, a decline of just over 1 point from a month earlier when the barometer was a 136. The November reading leaves the barometer 6% below its most recent peak, which was back in June before the impact of trade disruptions were felt throughout much of U.S. agriculture. The barometer surveys 400 ag producers monthly. Overall rating below 100 is negative, while rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the agriculture industry. While the U.S. and China have reached a deal for China to buy U.S. ag goods, the market's still waiting for China to drop tariffs before transactions take place. No substantial purchases can happen with the 25% duty still in place on U.S. soybeans, corn, sorghum, and wheat, that according to buyers and analysts. China over the weekend agreed to a trade war ceasefire, and the White House said China had promised to buy an unspecified but very substantial amount of agriculture, energy, industrial, and other products, with the purchases of farm goods set to start immediately. Though Ag Secretary Perdue said the purchases will likely start next month, China's foreign ministry said this week the two presidents had instructed their economic teams to work towards removing all tariffs. Until then, Brazil is nearing harvest season of its soybean crop, and then being cheaper could instead supply China's soybean needs. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We'll see Wall Street back in business today after taking the day off Wednesday to honor former President George H.W. Bush. Commodities markets stayed open. We saw some struggles in our grains and soybeans as we finished the day on Wednesday. March corn down a half a cent at 384 and a quarter. May down a quarter cent at 391 and a quarter. Corn had been up much of the day, not by huge amounts, but in the green, but didn't finish that way. March Kansas City wheat down a quarter, 498. May down seven and a quarter at 509 and three quarters. So it was a tough go for corn and wheat. Soybeans did better. January beans up 1 3/4, 913 and a half. March up 1 3/4, 925 and a half. The products were lower. December soy meal down 80 cents at $3.1190. Each of the later months also lower. December soy oil 7 points lower at $28.57. Again, all the later months were down. So the beans themselves did well, but the products didn't finish so well on Wednesday. The livestock numbers were better. December live cattle up 52 at 118.30. February up 72 at 122.37. January feeder cattle up 107 at 145.47. March feeders up 120 at 143.05. So some better news for feeder cattle. Each of the later months in feeder cattle sharply higher. And hogs were mixed, but we'll call it mostly higher. The early contract was down. December hogs down 102 at 55.85. But February hogs up 170 at 67.75. And each of the later months also up by more than a dollar. So really not a bad day for hogs on Wednesday. Cotton had a heyday. December cotton up 134 points at 80.11. March up 134 at 81.15. So a pretty strong day for cotton as we finished up the day on Wednesday. Mixed numbers all through the ag futures markets as we wrapped up the day. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Bull buyers, the Cross Diamond Cattle Company will hold their annual Red Angus Bull and Heifer Sale Monday, December 10th, 1 p.m. Central Time at the ranch south of Bertrand. Selling will be 250 head of Cummins 2-year-old Red Angus Bulls, 325 commercial Red Angus Heifers, 35 commercial Heifer Calves, and 12 registered Red Angus Heifer Calves. Select free delivery or $250 take-home credit on bulls. Log on to CrossDiamondCattle.com to view the sale catalog or call Scott and Kim Ford at 308-876-2211.
At Star Seed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Star Seed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The African swine fever is apparently hitting China really hard, but it's hard to tell because China doesn't always share information with us the way we would hope it would. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
We have been getting reports from China that the African swine fever is hitting the herds there very hard. And of course, there is the fear that it's going to somehow spread here. But the information out of China is, as it always seems to be, regarding agriculture for sure, and probably most anything else that we want to find out about from China, is a little sketchy. Dennis Smith is with Archer Financial Services, and he keeps his eyes and ears on the hog markets.
I think the void of information is always going to be there, so we're sort of going to have to feel our way through this situation. And one way we will feel that is when we see export business show up. Recently, we saw Hong Kong, second largest buyer of pork. This was in the weekly data a week ago. So we'll have to feel our way through that and actually just experience the increase in pork export business. The situation in China, we believe, is critical in that it is spreading, and it's basically now impacting over three quarters of the herd, if not more than 80% of the herd. So they are restricting. They're doing what they can to try to prevent the spread of the disease, but it's just simply not successful.
So the increase in U.S. exports to Hong Kong is because of the situation in China.
Oh, we think so. We think it will move into the Chinese areas, especially in the southern provinces close to Hong Kong. But it's going to get bigger. This is going to be a situation where China is fighting this disease probably for several years. And if it cripples and hamstrings their ability to produce pork, they will become a long-term player as far as importing ever larger quantities of pork.
Now, they love their pork, biggest pork-consuming country in the world.
By far, they consume more pork than the rest of the world combined. And they have, as far as hog herd numbers, over half of the hog population in the world. And it is being threatened, virtually the whole herd, by this African swine fever.
Yeah, that's quite a little factoid to take away, that China consumes more pork than all of the rest of the world combined. Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services. Back after this.
Do you have a weak or leaking hydrostat? Herz Machine Hydrostatics in Washington is the place to go. They specialize in hydrostatic transmissions and just about any hydraulic pump or motor from tractors, forage harvesters, combines, sprayers, swathers, cement trucks, feed mixers, and skid steers. Herz is nationally known, an industry leader in their field, and they ship their dyno-tested remands from coast to coast. Find out why farmers across North America trust Herz Machine Hydrostatics. See them on Facebook or go to herzhydro.com.
A gentle reminder that if you eat pork or any other meat or agricultural product, you are involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a dairy influence sale today with five bottle Holstein steers, five Holstein steers weighing 4 to 4 1/4, 14 weighing 4 to 5, 8 Holstein steers 4 to 5, and 4 weighing in at 4 to 5, 10 Holstein steers 4.75 to 5 1/4, 7 Jersey steers 5 to 5.50, 7 Holstein steers 5.75 to 6 1/4, 16 weighing 5.75 to 6.50, 12 Holstein steers 6 to 7, 44 weighing in at 6.50 to 8, 13 weighing 7.75 to 8 1/4, 7 Holstein steers 8 to 8 1/4, and 15 weighing 8 to 9. 27 black steers and heifers weighing 450 to 650. 15 black steers weigh 4 to 5. 25 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 20 black steers and heifers 4 to 6. 23 black and red steers and heifers 4 to 7. 14 black steers and heifers 450 to 6. 20 black steers and heifers off cow 450 to 6 1/4. 40 black steers 475 to 6 1/4. 55 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 33 crossbred steers and heifers 5 to 6. 15 weighing 5 to 6, 10 mixed steers nevers 5 to 650, 31 black steers nevers 5 to 7, 70 Charlotte Cross and black steers nevers 5 to 7, 30 black steers nevers 5 to 750, 37 black and Charlotte Cross steers nevers weigh 5 to 750, 8 crossbred steers nevers 5 to 6 1/4, 20 black steers weigh 5 1/4 to 625, 30 black steers nevers 525 to 6 1/4, 60 black steers, 525 to 7, 10 weighing in at 550 to 6. 20 crossbred heifers, 575 to 6 1/4. 70 black and white faced steers, nevers, 575 to 750. 12 black heifers, 6 to 7, 9 weighing in at 6 to 750. 37 black steers, nevers, 6 to 8. 52 black steers, 650 to 8. 50 black steers off grass, 7 to 8. 9 black heifers weigh 7 to 8, 60 weighing in at 9 to 950. 17 black heifers topping 1,000 pounds. Those are early consignment listings for a big sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:31 from KNDY. Chilly with a north wind around 10 miles an hour this morning. It's 28 degrees. Sunshine warming is highs in the middle 30s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that the club has signed infielder-outfielder Chris Owings to a one-year contract. Consistent with club policy, terms of the deal were not disclosed. The 27-year-old Owings hit .206 in 106 games with Arizona in 2018 while making starts in right field, center field, third base, second base, and left field. He set career highs in 2017 with 12 home runs and 15 RBI, but was limited to just 97 games due to injury. Tom Minnick has been named to take over Garden City Community College football. The man that led Arizona Western to 3 national championship games in 11 seasons was named the new head coach at Garden City Community College yesterday morning during a press conference. Minnick replacing outgoing Bronkbuster coach Jeff Sims. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota's subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
The Cincinnati Bengals announcing yesterday that the team has activated Wichita native Devontae Harris from the reserve injured list. Harris was placed on the list back in September after suffering a knee injury. Devontae Harris, a Wichita South High School graduate, was selected by the Cincinnati Bengals in the fifth round of the 2018 NFL Draft. He was the 51st pick. He was also a 3-year starter at Illinois State. Round ball action for the weekend that's on tap. Saturday at 11 o'clock, it'll be Wichita State versus the Oklahoma Sooners. Might want to keep an eye on road conditions if you're headed south to take in that one. At 3:30 Saturday afternoon, the K-State Wildcats versus the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. That game also in Oklahoma. And at 7:30 Saturday night, the New Mexico State Aggies travel to Lawrence to take on the number 2 ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High wrestlers host Wamego. 6:30 start this evening in the Activity Center at MHS. Marysville hosting Clay Center, opening North Central Kansas League play Friday, live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app.
Is there a right or wrong time to put up the Christmas tree? A look at some traditional guidelines today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first and then we live after we take care of the cattle. And that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Jazz musician Dave Brubeck was born on this day, and in many religious traditions, today is observed as St. Nicholas Day. In some cultures, this is the customary time to put up the Christmas tree. There's no rigid standard, of course, for when the tree gets decorated. Thanksgiving weekend or the start of the holiday season is traditional for many families. Others recommend December 13th or 12 days before Christmas. Older traditions believed it was bad luck to put up a tree before noon on Christmas Eve, and some hold that early celebration will lessen the holiday's significance. These days, though, it's hard to jump the gun too much. Department stores have been displaying trimmed trees since October. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
A delightful performance by the group Cantus, hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative last evening.